with Empire KBCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. The state of California is establishing new organic waste disposal rules in response to changes in the law. Cap Radio's Bob Moffitt reports from Sacramento.
In 2 years, cities and counties must enact their plans to limit organic waste in landfills. The goal is a 75% reduction by 2025. Nick Lapis with Californians Against Waste says landfills have been allowed to accept green waste, which emits methane as it sits. New rules would require the organics to be separated. Oxygen would be introduced through pipes or by agitation. That allows the waste to produce carbon dioxide instead of methane as it decomposes.
With organic waste, we can compost that material locally, and California has very strong agricultural markets. So it really is taking a source of pollution and making it into a valuable compost product that can be sold.
New rules will also likely require food waste bins as part of curbside trash service. In addition, Lance Klug with CalRecycle says leftover food from restaurants and expired but edible food from grocery stores have been a significant part of the methane problem.
So instead of throwing away their organic waste, they're going to have to contract with these edible food recovery organizations who then specialize in getting this food and then redistributing it to the 1 in 8 Californians, including 1 in 5 children who are food insecure.
The Office of Administrative Law is reviewing proposed rule changes and could sign off on them within a month. I'm Bob Moffitt in Sacramento.
For the first time, scientists have quantified the impact of education on reducing a single Californian's carbon footprint. Cap Radio's Ezra David Romero reports.
The more people learn about climate change, the more likely they'll alter their habits. That's what researchers at San Jose State University found after analyzing the lives of 500 students. Each had taken a class on climate change. Compared to the average Californian, they reduced their carbon footprint by an average of nearly 3 tons per year, says climate science professor Eugene Cordero.
A couple of people mentioned that I knew the next time I was going to buy a car, it's not going to be the same type of car I was driving before. Or I just changed my lifestyle in terms of the types of foods that I eat as a result of this class.
Because the course was offered as general education, Cordero says the students represent a broad spectrum of people. But he recognizes it has limits, and that's why he's piloting a similar science project for a younger demographic, middle schoolers. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
The U.S. Justice Department is suing California over its plan to abolish private prisons. Cap Radio's Scott Rodd reports.
The law signed by Governor Gavin Newsom last year blocks the state from renewing or entering into new contracts with private prisons. By 2028, the facilities will be banned altogether. The Justice Department claims the law is unconstitutional and obstructs the federal government's ability to house prisoners and immigrant detainees. The lawsuit also alleges the ban will result in the costly relocation of prisoners to other states. Supporters of the law have argued private prison companies prioritize profits over rehabilitation. Governor Newsom's office was not immediately available for comment. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
PG&E wants to raise rates on customers to reimburse money it spent on wildfire mitigation efforts and insurance payments. The utility is proposing an increase of $1.4 billion over the next couple of years. Democratic Senator Scott Wiener of San Francisco says the proposal is unacceptable.
This is what happens when you have a utility that has ignored its infrastructure, ignored safety, and has focused on shareholder returns and Wall Street.
He recently introduced legislation for the government to take over PG&E. The proposal comes about a year after the company filed for bankruptcy. If the California Public Utilities Commission approves PG&E's rate plan, average monthly electric bills could go up by more than $9. Average gas bills could go up nearly $2.
With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.